Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We're glad you joined us. We are praising the Lord like never before. He's an amazing God. We love and adore him. We are blessing him. We are praising him. Today we are praying prayers of enlargement and increase. Lord, break off our lives any limitation and restriction placed on our lives by any evil spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all pythons and constrictive spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us indeed and enlarge our coast. Let your hand be with us and keep us from evil in the name of Jesus. Lord, cast out our enemies and enlarge our borders. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders, enlarge our hearts so that we can run the way of your commandments. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that our mouth is enlarged over our enemies. Enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are blessing you, honoring you today, and we are thanking you for ordering our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Coronavirus, by some disease or whatever. But we are thanking God for all that he's doing on our behalf. You know he loves us? Yeah, he loves us with all of his heart, soul, and strength. He is the one who woke us up this morning. He's the one who started us on our path. He's the one who directs our path. He orders our steps. Yeah, because he said the steps of a good person, his children. He orders our steps. So we thank God for each of you today. We thank God for what he's doing in all of our lives. You know, sometimes we're not even aware of how much he does for us. Yeah, we don't even know. But, you know, sometimes we may never know. Thank you for what he's done, what he's about to do, because he's doing great things now. Let me tell you, he's not just sitting idle you know, twiddling his thumbs. No, he's on the throne room. Yeah, taking care of us. Yes, he does his part. Are we doing our part? We got to do our part now. Yeah, you know, the scriptures in Proverbs 27:1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what the next second going to be, but we're still giving him praise, glory, and honor. So we praise the Lord today. Isaiah 45 says, we praise God because he is Lord, and there is no other apart from him. There is no God like our God. We praise God because he's almighty, and nobody can compare to our great God. He's awesome now. He's a mighty God. You know, he's my father. I pray he's your father, too. Yes, indeed. He's awesome. He takes care of it. He didn't just put us on the earth, drop us off, you know, like an eagle. They drop their babies down. Oh, no, uh-uh. He's still with us. He don't leave us. He don't forsake us. He don't even sleep. He don't even get sleepy. He don't even get tired. He's God. We get tired. We got to sleep. But he made us like that. So I thank God for each of you today. Oh, yeah, he's ordering our steps. I thank God for what he's doing in us. We have Sister Lanny on with us, McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. We're calling on her to sing a couple of songs today, at least two songs, to praise our God. Good afternoon, Minister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G, and to the rest of the group. Amen. Praise God.
The Spirit, you are welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. So please, the word that the Father said, yes, you, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, you are in control. Holy Spirit, you can make us whole. Just be. Oh, God. we make you welcome. Removing ourselves so that you can rule. We're moving ourselves so that you can reign. Oh, nobody can do us like we do us. We trust you now. Yes, you hold this fear.
Sister Lenny, we appreciate those songs. a praise unto God. They were awesome. We appreciate you. We're going to say a prayer for Sister Gloria Dean today. She's not feeling well, and she wasn't able to come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter, Gloria Dean Charlotte, in Marrero, Louisiana.
Yes.
You were there. You were all over the place, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, omnipotent, most powerful God. We ask you to touch her body, O God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Because you said, beloved, above all, Gloria Dean, I want you to be healthy and well, even as your soul is prospering. I want you to prosper in your health as well. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching her body, our bodies, oh God, all of us, keeping us healthy and well. And we agree with your plan for our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So today, I need some readers. Sister Miriam, I need you to read about three scriptures for me.
Okay.
So get your paper and pen ready, everybody, and I'm going to give you the scriptures to read. Let me know when you get ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. The first one is Proverbs 15:33. Got that one? Hello?
Yes, I have
Marian?
It. Yes, I have it.
Okay, I wanted to give you two more. Okay, I'm going to give you two more. Proverbs 1 and 7. Proverbs 1 and 7.
Okay.
Let me know when you get it. I got one more to give you. Deuteronomy 28:15. Let me know when you get, when you write it down.
I have them.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right.
I have them.
You need me? Okay, good. All right.
It's 15
so,
and 33.
Lanny, I have one. I'll repeat them to you. Proverbs 15:33, Proverbs 1:7, Deuteronomy 8:15. You have those? Okay, Sister Lanny, I'm going to give you several of them. They're in Deuteronomy.
Yes, ma'am.
You can write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 28:16 through 23.
Okay.
And Talana, are you able to do any reading today, Talana?
Yes.
Okay. If you could read Galatians. Fifth chapter, 16 through 18. I'm sorry, Actually, it's going to be Galatians 5, 16 through 26, Talana. Galatians 5, 16 through 26. And Sister Mary, can you read for us today? Okay, thank you, Talon.
Yes.
Okay. If you can read, write the scriptures down. I'm going to give you more than one.
Okay.
Matthew 24:12.
Yes.
Let me know when you write it down.
Okay, I got it.
Matthew 24:12, Romans 12:1-2.
Okay.
All right. And 2 Corinthians 5:7.
Got it.
Last one, Matthew 7:23.
Okay. All right.
Anybody need me to there's before we get started? Okay. So today on Midweek Bible Study, today is, my God, March the 2nd already. March the 2nd. We're grateful that the Lord has given us a new month to praise him. We praise him January, February. Now we're praising him through March. Hallelujah. And every day he gives us, we're praising him. March the 2nd, 2022. What an awesome God we serve. We're thanking God for what he's doing in our lives every day. So right now, we're doing the message. The message is read, study, hear, obey for wisdom to flow. Read, study, hear, and obey for wisdom to flow. I don't know about you, but I need more wisdom to lead me daily so I can make choices in every situation that I face. Because, you know, we all face different situations. And if we don't have wisdom, we don't know how to, I don't know how to flow. So I thank God, you know, he talks about fear. And the Bible talks about, you know, sometimes we get in fear and we panic. I've been in several situations where I panic. And when you panic, you can't really hear from God. So, you know, we know that fear is real, but we got to cast it down. So, but there's another type of fear where we reverence God. That's a kind of fear where we realize he's awesome and he's powerful, and we have to reverence him. That kind of fear of God. That's the kind. And it's a submission to him where we say, yes, Lord. You know, we get to a place in our lives when we say, yes, Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you. So it's a sense of awe unto God. And what we fear is God's judgment. Not like trembling fear, but like in reverence to him. So I need the first reader, Proverbs 15:33. If you'll read that for us.
Can you hear me?
Marian?
Can you hear me?
I can now. Yes. Proverbs 15:33. And what you can do is get like some, you know, pieces of paper and stick them in where you're going to read. So you just pull it right up. Look for your scriptures, put paper or something in it, pen or pencil in it, in those pages in the Bible. So you can just pull it right up and read it. I appreciate it. You have it, Sister Mary? Proverbs 15:33.
Can you hear me, Sister G? Can you hear me?
I can now. Yeah.
Okay, you can. Okay, all right. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.
All right, thank
you. That was 15:33.
Thank you. So we have to read the word. If we don't read the word, we won't know how to obey God. We won't know what to do. So the word says the fear of the Lord, you know, it gives us instruction. We have to obey God. It describes, you know, a discipline that we need. It takes discipline to fear God, to obey God. It takes discipline. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yeah, when we get wise enough, we begin to fear God. We begin to say, my God, he made the moon, the sun, the stars, and he blew his breath in me. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a powerful God. He made the trees, the birds. He's powerful. He made everything. We can't even imagine how awesome and how powerful he is. A good understanding is about being obedient to God. Sometimes we don't understand what he tells us to do, but we got to do it anyway. The fear of the Lord means that we have to obey him, do what he tells us to do. You know, we don't want to give him lip service. you know, a lot of us, like Jonah. Jonah gave him lip service. He said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. He said, okay, Lord. But he went the other way. He didn't do what God told him to do. So we cannot give God lip service. He already know what we're going to do ahead of time. He know if we're going to obey him. We know if we're going to ignore him. He know if we're going to hear what he said and do it. He know. So we can't play games with God. You know, we play games with each other. You know, we play games with each other all the time. We even play mind games with, you know, people, you know, on the job, in the church. We play mind games. But you can't play a mind game with God because he know your mind. He said, I know your thoughts are far off. So we may as well come clean and just obey him. Obey means to follow his divine holy instructions, whether we understand him or not. I remember one time God said, get up. I was in the bed sleeping in New Orleans. He said, get up. I want you to go to the corner right now. Now, he didn't tell me what I had to do on the corner. He said, get up. So I had to slip on my clothes real quick. I didn't even have time to brush my teeth, wash my face. I just said, get up and get out there. I didn't know what he wanted me to do. I just obeyed. When I got to the corner, it was some young men, and they were smoking weed, and they were skipping school. So he told me what to say to them. You don't know why God's telling you something. Just obey. He used to tell me at 3 in the morning. Sometimes he'd wake me up. He said, pray for so-and-so. I said, who is that? He said, don't worry about it. Just pray for him. I didn't even know him, but I had to obey him. And then years later, I was sitting at the dining room table. Used to study the word every night, 9 o'clock. He said, I know you think those people, the names that I gave you to pray for over the years, you think they're not real people. He said, go get the phone book. I went and got the phone book. He said, now, find this name right here. I looked in the phone book, and the lady's name was there. I said, oh, my God, this is a real person. He said, I want you to call her. I said, Lord, I'm just arguing with God in my mind. I said, Lord, it's after 9 o'clock. He said, what's that got to do with it? Call the lady. So I called this lady, and I said, what am I going to say? A phone ringing? He said, I'll tell you what to say. So as her number was ringing, I obeyed God and did what he told me. I told the lady what the Lord said. Now, let me tell you something. That lady was so gruff with me. I didn't want to obey God, but I had to do what he said. He said, I know you think those people's names I give you to pray for at 2, 1, 3, 4, 6 in the day, at the night, in the morning, you think they're not real people. That's why he told me, get the phone book. And I'm going to show you that these are real people. When he gave me that lady's name and I found it in the phone book, my eyes probably got so big. I'm like, oh, my God, Lord, forgive me when I question what you tell me to do. So our title today is Study, Obey, for Wisdom to Flow. Hear God, obey God, for wisdom to flow. So we don't know. There's a song, and I know Sister Laney knows it. Trust and obey, many of us know it. We sang it as we were children growing up. Trust and obey, for there's no other way but to trust and obey God. So that's the only way we're going to be happy. You know, I talk about the happiness where you get, where somebody bring you a beautiful bouquet of flowers or someone give you a gift. I'm not talking about that kind of happiness. That's temporary. I'm talking about the kind of happiness that God gives you in situations in your life, and you say, wow, I'm so happy today. You don't know where it came from. Him, joy. You know the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. He give that to you. You don't give that to yourself. God give it to you. He said, there are benefits when we trust in God. One of the benefits that we acquire is spiritual knowledge. That's what Solomon had, spiritual knowledge. He asked God. He said, God, he could ask God to give him, you know, all the money in the whole world, but he said, give me wisdom. That's how Solomon made that distinction. You know, when those two women, both of them had a baby, and one of them smothered her baby to death. She fell over and slept on the baby, whatever happened, you know, and they came to Solomon. They were fussing. That's my baby. No, that's my baby. No, that. So Solomon had asked God for wisdom, and so he knew what happened. He said, listen, okay, this is what we're going to do. They both pleaded their case before Solomon. He said, okay. He said, bring me a sword. Bring me a knife, a sword. They brought to him. He said, look, I'm going to cut the baby in half, and you can have half. And you, the real mother spoke up and said, no, give him to her. He said, okay, that's your baby. You can have that baby. So that's the kind of wisdom that we need. You know, your children come to you. Different people come to you. You know, maybe a beggar on the street. And you say, well, Lord, I don't know. Should I give this beggar food? It was 2 weeks ago. I was at the light had stopped me. And this beggar holding up the sign and that he's hungry. And so I had some avocados in a Ziploc baggie. And I handed them to him through the window. He said, what is that? I don't want that. That let me know right away he wasn't really hungry. Because if you're hungry, you're going to eat whatever. You'll eat dog food if you're hungry enough. So I just drove on off. I said, thank you, Lord, for the wisdom. So everybody who say they're hungry, not hungry. Everybody who say they ain't got no money, they don't have a place to live, they're not always telling the truth. But I don't know about you, but I need that kind of wisdom. So true spiritual knowledge is given only from God to those who fear God. When you fear God, he'll give you wisdom to know how to handle a situation. Sometimes when I was teaching school, situations come up in the classroom. I mean, I remember one time I was on duty outside. I had gotten to school early. I always got there early. And a child was ripping and running and fell, and blood was gushing out. I said, go to my car and get those tea bags. I said, don't listen. No. Just go get the tea bags. They're in my glove compartment. Gave somebody the keys. Go get the tea bags. I had learned years ago that an ordinary tea bag will stop bleeding. So, I mean, it's not understandable to me. I wasn't trying to understand it. I had a tooth pull. The dentist told me it was bleeding. The dentist told me I had to call him on emergency one night. He said, get an ordinary tea bag, clean it off, and put the tea bag on it. Don't you know it stopped? The bleeding stopped. So I thank God for that information. So when the child was bleeding, they got the tea bag. They hurried up, got it, gave it to me. I put the tea bag on where the bleeding was. It stopped. Now, 911 probably could have come on the way, but they wouldn't have got there. The child would still been bleeding. But thank God for the wisdom to know what to do. So the fear of reverence, the fear, that's the reverence of God, is the beginning of knowledge. So if we who desire to get closer to God, you know, and a lot of times we say, Lord, I desire to get closer to God to acquire more spiritual knowledge, we have to reverence him, stand in awe of him, trust and obey him. It's not just about trust, that kind of trust where you say, oh, I believe in God. No, it's a deeper level of trust. So we have to deny what we want and to be on call for him. So like, you know, like a doctor who's on call at the hospital, we have to obey God in our daily lives. Are we willing to obey God if he tells you to do something? We make many requests of God, but what about when he make a request of us? Are we willing to do what he asks us? Are you available? Can you give up what you want to be on call for God? Because he'll call you. Because you say, Lord, I want to be close to you. He said, okay, all right. Well, do this for me. When Father God calls you, he may say, listen, I want you to pray for the elderly 3 days. Take 1 hour for 3 days and pray for the elderly. Are you willing to do it? When he calls on you, you on call, gospel call, the call of God, when he calls on you to give an offering to help Children's Hospital, can you give up? Can you fast and pray? If he say fast and pray for the children and give an offering for Children's Hospital, can you fast and pray? I want you to pray for 30 days, 2 hours a day for 30 days. Will you do it? That's how you get closer to God. He said, you know, at 2 a.m. every day, 2 a.m., for you know, maybe till 4 a.m. Are you willing to do it? He said, okay, can you pray for Ukraine and Russia every day for 2 months? Are you willing to do it? 2 months every day, fast and pray, from not just from 6 to 6, but can you fast and pray 3 days without eating, just drinking water? Can you do it? Sometimes God asks us to test us to see if we really want to obey him, if we're really serious. So he may say, okay, I want you to get up every day, and I want you to pray for the public schools every day at say, 9:30 every day. Will you set your clock? Will you be intentional? Will you get up and do what he tells you to do? Even though you may not understand it, you may be saving a child from getting the coronavirus in the school, in their classroom, when you're praying. So we have to be intentional. Or do we give God excuses like Jonah? Moses, when he said, I don't know how to speak it. He said, that's okay. I'm going to give you your brother. He can speak for you. You know, God will beat down your excuses now, but are you just willing to do what he tell you to do? When God says, listen here, I need you to do different things for me. Can you be on call when I call you? Or are you going to be saying, oh, I'm too tired today, Lord God? What are the prerequisites for receiving from God? You know, God gives. He does rain on the just as well as the unjust, but there are some prerequisites. Did I give somebody the scripture, Isaiah? Let me see if I gave it to anybody. Isaiah 1:19. I don't think I did, so I'll read it. Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land, from the earth, what the land produces. God gives us gifts for being obedient. Those are rewards. And he doesn't add any sorrow. The blessings of the Lord bring wealth without painful toil for it. You don't even have to work for it. Now, Deuteronomy 28 chapter, if you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey him, wholeheartedly obey all his commandments that he command you today, God will place you on a high level above all the nations of the world. Now listen to those blessings. That's a blessing. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you, because you have responded to the voice of your God. You will receive God's blessings in the city, in the country, God's blessings on your children, your crops, and so forth. So we got to follow what God said. God will give you, he will lavish good things on you. You're his child when you fear him, when you obey him. Deuteronomy 28 tells us about the blessings of God. So there are some warnings. There are some warnings. Did I give? Yeah, I think I gave somebody Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 23. If I didn't, don't worry about it. I'm looking at my notes.
I have 15 through 26 you gave me.
Okay, all right.
Hold
up, one second.
That I read. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Hold on 1 minute. All right, Sister Marion, did I give you Deuteronomy 28:15? All right, Sister Marion, would you read that? We can't hear you if you're reading.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you gave me Deuteronomy 8 and 15.
Oh, 8 and 15. No, I'm sorry. I meant 28 and 15. I apologize.
Okay.
28 and 15.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
28 and 15.
All right, Sister Lanny. Thank you so much. Sister Lanny, if you could read Deuteronomy 28:16-23, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of the land. The increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee curses, vexation, and rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for you for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. And thou shalt pursue thee until thou perish, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of the land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all thy kingdom, the kingdoms of the earth. And finally, verse 26, and thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Deuteronomy 16-26.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate that reading. Many times when we're in training by God, it goes against our flesh. Now, we just finished reading about the curses. There are blessings for doing what God says, but there are curses when we don't do what he says. So the only way we know what he says is to get in his word, or to get in the secret place and hear his voice. So if you don't hear his voice, that means you best get into the word, because he's speaking to you. He's talking to you out loud. We just may be too distracted, but he is speaking. He talks to his children. Trust me. Just like parents talk to their children, God talks to his children all the time. We just don't hear it. We're too busy. So there are blessings when we do what God says, and the blessings are in Deuteronomy as well. Deuteronomy, starting at chapter 28, read about the blessings that God said. He gave many blessings, but he gave more curses than blessings. So, you know, in Deuteronomy 28, starting at about verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of the ground, and the increase of your herbs, and the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall you be in the basket of your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses and in all which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself. Oh, my God. Isn't that awesome? He will establish us as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his way. Then the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and you shall be they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty good in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground, in which the Lord swore before to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give to you, rain to your land in the season. And I'm going to let you read the rest of them in Deuteronomy 28. He blesses us. You know, God don't just tell us, look, you just come on and do what I tell you to do. No, he blesses us. He said, if you'll do this, I'll give you that. If you don't do this, I'll give that to you, the curses. So, I mean, every brilliant, we all brilliant now. God didn't make no dummies. We're all brilliant. So the way to receive those blessings is to be obedient. All right? Who has Galatians 5:16? Talana, do you? Hello?
Yes, I have them. I have them.
All right, go ahead.
Galatians 5:16-26. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of thee which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Hallelujah. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. I want to read that one in the Amplified. Let us not become vainglorious and self-conceited, competitive and challenging and provoking and irritating to one another, envying and being jealous of one another.
Amen. Thank you so much. So you heard the word. That's what God wants. Do you also have another one, Talana? You read all yours.
That's all you gave me.
Okay, thank you. So we have the next scripture I need read is 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. That's Sister Mary. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7.
Okay, just a minute, sorry.
That's no.
Second Corinthians 5 and 7. Okay. One verse. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, that was 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. Now, the Bible says, you know, that we have to walk in the Spirit. Now, many times we walk in the flesh until we learn how to walk in the Spirit. And God is the one who teaches us how to walk in the Spirit. The more you're with God, the more you spend time in his presence, he's going to teach us how to walk in the Spirit. Because I didn't know how to walk in the Spirit. I walk in the flesh. Sometimes I still walk in the flesh. I'm like, Lord, oh, Jesus, help me. I don't want to walk in the flesh. I want to walk in the Spirit. And we're living in a time right now we're living in such a time. All right, somebody has their radio on, a TV on. Would you mute your phone, please? Thank you. Appreciate you. So we're living in a time right now where we need to walk in the Spirit. There are, I mean, I know about you, but my neighborhood, it's all kind of things going on. My city, it's all kind of things going on. So I need the Spirit of God to lead me. I still have that somebody in the background. Maybe it's an echo. If you'll mute your phones unless you're going to be reading the scripture, I appreciate it. Thank you. So we're living in a time where, you know, it's a lawless generation.
Still here, Sister G.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to mute some lines here. Okay. All right. Thank you all so much. Some people, you know, they're doing other things, but they forget to mute their phone. Don't worry about it. So we're living in a time where, you know, in this century, 2022, we're living among a lawless generation. You know, people who don't care about the law. They'll do anything. I was driving down the street a few months ago, and the light was in my favor. Somebody jumped in front of me, and I blew the horn. Somebody on in the passenger side got up and gave me the finger. I said, they were telling me, I don't care if you got the right of way. I'm taking it. This is a lawless, stubborn, perverse generation. They intend not to follow the law. They're stubborn, and they do it deliberate. They're obstinate, just very stubborn. They behave in such a way that's unreasonable and unacceptable. And they don't care about the consequences. They're like, okay, I'm going to do it. I don't care about consequences. Just let me do it. This generation is a lot like that. They just don't care. They don't care. When I tell you they don't care, they walk out in front of you going 50 miles an hour. They just walk in front of you. Now, you got to slam on your brakes to avoid them. If you hit them, they're gone. I don't care if you can be dead right. I don't want to be that kind of right. No, even if the law is in my favor, I don't want to hit nobody. People have their children ripping and running across the street. You know, I don't want to hit nobody's child. I want the children to be safe. So when I'm driving, I'm watching out for children. Even sometimes a cat will run in my way or a duck. You see where people are hit ducks? I try to be careful. So, you know, we don't want to, you know, cause all these different things. But if we're sensitive in the Spirit, if we hear what the Spirit is saying, the Spirit sometimes will warn us, don't go that way. No, go around that way. Don't go that way. Don't do that right. Don't eat that right there. No, you know better. Don't touch that. So if we listen and obey, that voice will increase in you. You go like, she prayed for me and she knew this, and he prayed for me and he knew that, because the voice increased in that person. So we got to pay attention to the Spirit, not walk in the flesh. 1 Samuel 15:23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So when we're rebellious, we're doing witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected my word, the word of the Lord has he has also, he said, I will also reject you. And he was talking to the king. He said, because you rejected me, I'll reject you. Now, we're king's children. And when we reject God, we do what he tell us not to do, he will reject us. He said, okay, well, Caritha, you decided you didn't want to hear me. I don't want to hear you either. Mm-mm. But I don't want God to cut me off. No. I wanted to hear my prayer. So I'm like, Lord, I don't want to be a rebellion. We're living among a lawless generation. And some of them have been lawless, and they don't even recognize it. Do you know some of us are teaching our children, our grandchildren? We're teaching different people to be lawless by the way we live. We know the law, but we refuse to follow it. All right, let's see. Sister Mary, you have, I'm gonna unmute your phones in just a minute. You have Matthew 24:12. So hold on. Let me find it. Matthew 24:12. Hold on, Sister Mary. Let me get back to unmuting your line because I unmuted some lines. Okay, Sister Mary, go ahead.
Just a minute. My paper moved. Okay,
Matthew 24:12.
And that said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Okay, I've forgotten what version of the Bible I use. It says, and because lawlessness, which is iniquity, will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. Have you noticed that people don't love each other no more? Uh-uh. Shoot, somebody just get up and hit you for no reason. You know, like children in school. They have not grown in wisdom. They've grown in tall, but not in wisdom. Like children. You're looking at me cross-eyed. They get up and hit each other. And you go like, well, wow, adults are like that. They haven't grown up yet. You got some adults say, he said that to me. You know, they got that mentality. They'll rise up and go, that's not how God wants us to be. He don't want us to be a stubborn and perverse generation. All right? Matthew 7:23. Sister Mary, did I call on you that to read that earlier? You can read it again for me. Matthew 7:23. Okay. You have it, Sister Mary? I can't hear you if you're reading. Your phone, if something went off with your phone. Okay, I'll go ahead and read it for you. Matthew 7:23. And then I will declare, if you'll put your phone on mute, if your phone's ringing, if you'll put your other phone on mute. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness or workers of iniquity. Matthew 23:28 says, so you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Lawlessness is a state of disorder due to disregard of the law. So many of us, sometimes we're not aware of what we're doing, and we do it. We break God's law. Sometimes we're really not aware of it. So God wants to bring us back in order. The lessons that I'm giving you is to help us to follow God's law and to get the blessing. This is God's law as well as, you know, the laws of the land. So we got to follow what the laws of the land says. This is a list of common laws of the land that we break. These are illegal. Prank calls. I know when I was a child, we used to call up people and say, is your refrigerator running? They say, yeah. We say, you better go run and catch it. That was a prank call. Yeah, we were children. But I pray adults are not doing that. Because you ain't got nothing better to do. I'm telling you what's the best thing to do. Get your Bible and read. You bored? Read the Word. So another one is using unsecured Wi-Fi. Using somebody else's Wi-Fi. You know, I used to rent a house next door to me, and I could take my computer over there, and it would work. Now, that was legal for me because I was using my own Wi-Fi, but anybody else who lived next door, they could use your Wi-Fi illegally. Another one is throwing out mail that belonged to somebody else, maybe somebody who lived there before you lived there. Now, I'm telling you, I keep on getting mail from somebody sending to the neighbor down the street. I've written on it at least 5 or 6 times when I get it. Please, this person don't live here, but I don't want to throw it away because I know it's illegal to do it. The person may need it, so I got to put it back on there again. I'm not taking it down there. I'm just going to write on it. Not, they don't live at this address. Failure to update your driver's license. You know, a lot of people say, oh, shucks, I had a birthday 3 months ago. I'm going. I'm going to get them. I'm going to get my license. It's against the law. Failure to get a license for your pet. A lot of people say, I'm telling you, when I was growing up, you ain't had to get all these. You ain't had to get your dog, your cat could run around for you. You ain't have to get no shots, no license. But now it's against the law. Jaywalking. People just walking, you know, lights change, and they just, oh, ain't no cars coming. Let me just go. It's against God's law. It's against the laws of the land. God said, Father loves. Also, copyright infringement. Somebody else wrote something, you decide you're going to take that for yourself and put your name on it. It's against the law. Gambling. I know a lot of us don't feel, you know, I play games all the time, but I ain't trying to, you know, spend money with somebody else betting against them. I play checkers. I don't gamble, no. So if you're playing cards, playing checkers, whatever it is, you gambling with somebody, y'all know what we do. Littering. So how many times have you thrown paper out the window of your car? Oh, my God. Not even thinking about it. You say, I went to McDonald's. Yeah, I don't want this here in my car. Throw it out. Littering. It's against the law. Sharing prescribed medication. Your friend got an awful headache, and you say, here, this is what the doctor gave me. That's against the law. Underage drinking. Do you know some people give their children beer? They drink beer and they give it to their children. It's against the law. They drink wine, they give it to their children. It's against the law. Underage. They send you, child, look here, baby, child 13, 14, go to the corner and get me a beer. Go to that corner store. That's against the law. Doing drugs. A lot of people say, well, marijuana make me feel better. It's against the law. Breaking traffic laws, speeding. You know, I usually drive in the slow lane because I know I'm not going to be going 100 miles an hour in a 70-mile zone. Now, a lot of people, they driving right up on my tail. I'm going 70, sometimes bordering between 70 and 75. That's just the law. I'm sorry. Sister Mary, were you talking to me?
No, I'm sorry.
Hello? Okay. So what I'm saying is, it's a breaking the traffic laws. When people are right up on my tail, you know what I do? I put my emergency blinkers on, and they go around and get in the fast lane. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to break the law because you anxious to get where you fly into, and then you done fly into a rail or over the river or wherever. No, no, no. I'm sorry. So you can probably think of others. Romans 12:1 says, let's see, Sister Talana read it earlier. It says, you know, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When truth comes, you do the truth. You follow the truth. You want to get closer to God? Do what he says. Obey what he says. Do it every day. You know, what you want to do, you know, if you want to help, I'm sorry. God wants to help us in our everyday lives. Don't put your phone on mute again. I got somebody making some kind of noise in the background, so put your phone on mute. I'm almost finished with the message, so get your homework ready. We're going to be doing homework in a few minutes. It's okay. I'll put your phones on mute. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you take your ordinary everyday life, sleeping, eating, working, and place it before God as an offering. Embrace what God does for you, and the best and it's what God does for you is the best thing you could do for him. Don't become so well-adjusted to your culture. And, you know, our culture, right now our culture, you know, they make the laws of the land legal, illegal laws legal for them. So don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even thinking. We as people of God, we don't fit in the culture. We're in God's culture. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognize what God wants of you, and quickly respond to it. Do not be like your culture. Be like the culture of God. So I'm going to unmute your line. Anybody who want to respond to the message, you got, you know, I mean, you know, let's be courteous to each other. 1 or 2 seconds, you know, 1 minute, you know, don't be talking 5 minutes when somebody else got something else to say too. So what I'm saying is think about what you want to say, condense it, make it small, 1 or 2 sentences, and respond. So I'm going to unmute your phone, and you can go ahead, state your name, and respond. Hold on, I'm not quite finished unmuting. But if you got noise in the background, would you kindly mute your phone back? I appreciate it. So anybody, you know, want to share? I know I'm guilty of a lot of things that, you know, I had to do in this lesson. You know, a lot of times, you know, I have done things against God's law, but he corrected me. So I said, Lord, I ain't perfect, but I'm doing my best to follow your will. Let me know when I'm out of order. He gonna let you know. All right, state your name and go ahead. Brief. Oh, nobody? Okay. Nobody want to share? All right. Well, we're moving right along. It's the homework time. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's scripture search. Scripture search. All righty. Scripture search time. So, Sister Lani, can you do me a favor? Can you play a song of praise for me? For, you know, like a 2 or 3 minute song?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So get your Bibles ready. We're going to be doing scripture search, and then we're going to be doing homework. And then you can go and do whatever the Lord is requiring of you today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Get it, yeah. Thank you.
If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, then ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be given to you. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, then ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be. To you, oh God. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, then ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be given to you. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, then ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be given to you. Oh, I'll give it to you. Oh, yes, I will. According to my word. Oh, God, I'll give it to you. You have my promise, my word, it won't fail. I'll give it to you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Yep, that's a privilege. Ask if we do what he says, then he'll do, you know, things for us according to his will now. If you say, Lord, I want you to go over there and kill them, my neighbor's dog, your enemy's dog. No, that's not in his will. So we got to ask what's in his will. So the way to know his will, study his word. I appreciate each of you. All right, so we're going to do scripture search from the books of poetry. This book contains wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We apply what we learn from it. What is the name of the book and who wrote it?
Is it Proverbs? Is it Proverbs and it will be Solomon?
Are you telling me or asking me?
Both.
No, I was just
saying my name.
Okay, so what's your name?
Proverbs.
Okay, okay. Somebody, I'm waiting for somebody to take your name and give me the answer.
Mary, in the book of Proverbs, written by Solomon.
All right, good job. Yes, ma'am. Some other people were stating something, but they didn't finish it, so I'm sorry. All right, from the book of poetry. This book was written by an unknown author who lost almost everything he owned by the works of the devil. He suffered tremendously, but he never lost his faith. He trusted in God, and God blessed him, oh, my God, so abundantly. He said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Who is that person, and where is the book? State your name and the answer.
Sister Lady, the book is Job, and Job is the person.
Amen. Thank you. Excellent. From this book of poetry, the king associated with most of the writings and songs. This king, he played a musical instrument. He tended the sheep. He killed a bear, a lion, and a giant. His son's name was Solomon. Who is the king? And what was a lot of the books that he wrote? Where are they found? Hello?
Mary.
Hi. Hi, it's Talana.
Don't just say your name. Give me the answer.
Hi, this is Talana. It was David. David.
Okay, and where are most of the books that he wrote?
Psalms.
Okay, good.
Kings.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you. This book of poetry was probably written by a romantic who wrote love poems to his beloved. He said, let him kiss you with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. What is the book and who wrote it?
Talana again, and it was the Song of Solomon. And I'm believing that it was Solomon that wrote it. Solomon.
All right. Good job. I love the way you said that. Thank you so much. Last one. This book of poetry tells us about seasons, and it says there's a time for every purpose under heaven, a time for this and a time for that. The author is uncertain, but suggested who he is. What is this book?
Sister Mary in Ecclesiastes.
Yes, ma'am. Who did it suggest that they wrote it? You know?
No.
All right. It suggested. Anybody know? Take a guess.
Mary. Solomon.
Yep. It suggested that Solomon wrote it. All right. Now, we have some people that are not here today, but I assigned homework. So you guys do me a favor. If you can't do the homework, you know, let me know ahead of time so I can assign somebody else to it, okay? So, Sister Miriam, what homework did I assign you?
You gave me Proverbs 1 through 5. Proverbs 1 through 5 and 30 through 33.
Okay. So I'm going to ask Sister Talana, could you do Proverbs? I'm going to give you two of them, Sister Talana. Can you take them for me, Sister Talana?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, I can,
right.
Honey.
So, Sister Talana, could you do Proverbs 1, 11 through 15, and Proverbs 1, 21 through 25? No, maybe?
Yes, I can, honey, I can. I was just writing it down.
Okay, good. Okay, so Sister Mary, if you could add on more to your homework, do Proverbs 1, 26 through 33.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, thank you. All right, so this is the new year season in our lives. Things are constantly changing, so we're changing to a new book in God's Word. We're going to be studying the book of Proverbs until we finish all 31 chapters. So this is Proverbs, Sister Mary. Go ahead. You got Proverbs 1, 1 through 5. Go ahead.
Yes, Proverbs 1, 1
through 5.
Now, remember,
you don't need to read
Proverbs.
It. All you need to do is say what. Oh, go ahead, baby.
Proverbs is the son of Solomon, son of David. In this five scriptures, it talk about wisdom, instruction, understanding, justice, judgment, and equity, knowledge, and discretion. And it says a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and man of understanding shall attain wise counsel. But it's basically dealing with wisdom, following instructions, perceiving the words of understanding, wisdom, justice, and judgment, and iniquity, and learning to obey them.
All right. Good job. Okay, thank you. Sister Lanny, you have Proverbs 1, 6 through 10.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned one of the scriptures almost in the lesson today, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. And it talks about understanding the parables, the proverbs and the parables, and some of the sayings and riddles that make us wise, to pay attention to how they are versed, saying to the son to listen to the instructions. Don't forget the teaching of your mother. Listen to what your father says. Instruction of the father and the teaching of your mother. It kind of suggests to me that the mother is teaching and the father is checking to see if you're following the instructions. They shall be like a garland of grace on your head and a pennant around your neck. In other words, the scripture is saying, don't forget to remember on which I brought you and for what I've taught you. And if someone comes to seduce you away from what you know is right and know is true, Don't do it. Don't yield to them. But remember what you learned from your mother and your father. That's it.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Sister Talana.
Okay, so in this scripture from 11 to 15, it basically was talking about piggybacking off of what Sister Laney said. If someone tells you to let's go and kill someone or let's go and do this, basically if they tell you to do anything that's contrary to what the Word of God says or what the laws of the land says, don't do it. And, you know, even if you say, well, we're your brother, you know, like you have gangs or you have, you know, cliques or whatever, and they're out to do things evil, you're telling them don't do it. Don't do it at all, you know. Turn away from it. Even if they insist on it by saying, hey, come on now, you know, we own coons, we cool like that, come on. You know what's going to happen if they this and this. You tell them no. And then, and basically he was saying follow the laws of the word instead of following the laws of those that portray to be doing the right thing. The rest was 26. Through
11-15. No, listen to me. I should have included 11-25 for you. Can you just include those as well? You know, just kind of sum it up
yes,
a little
ma'am.
Bit. It's the same. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So He was just telling them, still basically giving them wisdom on, you know, about following the wrong. If your feet say go this way, if your feet tell you go on, let's go do this, let's go do evil. Similar to the scripture, what you said, walking after the flesh and not after the spirit. So if your friends or your associates or your cliques or your camaraderies or whoever you want to call them, they tell you, come on, let's go and do this evil. Let's go and steal this money. Let's go and rip off this person. Let's go and kill this old lady. Let's go rob this house or whatever it is. You tell them, don't let your feet be so swift to run the evil. Let that go. Don't shed no innocent blood. Don't do nothing like that. Don't seek out to please and appease yourself. And so he was telling them, you know, when you go and do these things, that's not wisdom. He say wisdom doesn't do that. Wisdom, he calls wisdom a she, you know, like it's a birthing. It's a birthing with wisdom. And he says she don't cry like that. She cry out. She utters knowledge. You know, she don't do that. And so when you birth that ignorance, you're going to receive that ignorance. But when you birth that wisdom, wisdom is like a birth. That's what I want to say. Wisdom is like a birth, like a childbirth. And you birth in something that's wise. You know, you birth in something that's sound and doctrinal. Also, it concludes by talking about when you go and do these things, you're approving what I tell you to do. You're rejecting my counsel. You know, and it's not knowledgeable. It's ignorance, really. You know, when you go and do these things, when you know that they're not to do. So he told them to be, seek me. Seek me. Do what I tell you to do. Seek my counsel. Seek my ways. And I'll just sum it up by, I want to read the last one. He said, but whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So he's actually just telling us, you know, turn from evil, turn from your wicked ways and do what I say, embrace wisdom and do right.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Sister Mary.
Yeah. Okay. I had 26 to 33 now. The verses 26 up to 32 basically tell about the result of not following God's instruction. He will laugh at them. The simple will be slain. Calamity will come, fear, desolation, destruction, distress, and anguish. And when all of these people who have t- turned away from the Lord and refused to follow him, God will not answer them when they call because they hated knowledge. And then verse 33 is the promise of whoever hears and follows him will dwell safely and be quiet from fear. That's what happens to those who follow him.
Amen, amen. Y'all did a tremendous, excellent job. I'm so proud of you guys. I appreciate you. And I thank God that we are family. Hallelujah. Was prayer time, and we'll be getting off shortly. But our baby Chloe, we've been praying for some time. She had surgery. She's recuperating at home from surgery. She had major surgery. She's, I'm telling you, she's a trooper. She's very strong. She is the Lord on the inside of her. Because, you know, she's gone through so many things. She had a liver transplant at 5 months old. She goes to the, you know, doctor every week out of town. And, you know, include her parents. I'm asking Talana, if you'll pray for her according to the Spirit of God and include her family, her parents, her mom and dad and her little sister.
Most gracious and holy Father, we just thank you for what was done on Calvary. Lord God, thank you that all those stripes that you bore, all the skin that was torn off of you, Lord God, everything that they've done to you in the part of the crucifixion, Lord God, you did it just because you saw even little baby Chloe on today as she had her surgery. And so, Lord, we thank you for her healing. We thank you, Lord God, that as you took all of that pain, Lord God, you're taking baby Chloe's pain and any pain that her parents may have, Lord God, as a result of seeing their lovely child go through some of the things that she's going through. God, we don't know why some things happen, why you allow some things to happen. We don't know. But, Father, I'm just asking for strength for them, the parents. I'm asking, Lord God, that you continue to make Chloe strong, Lord God, that, Lord God, you give them that peace as they go through this ordeal that will surpass even their understanding, that, Lord God, you continue to embrace them with your Holy Spirit of truth, that they will know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, that you have this in your hands and that, Lord God, they can call on you in the time of trouble and they can call on you in the time of distress. And, Lord, that there are people, Lord God, that are praying for their children. There are people that are praying and lifting up baby Chloe. And so, God, I thank you for what you're doing, even with the physicians. I thank you, Lord God, that you've embarked in her life, Lord God, people that are concerned and not just money hungry. I thank you, Lord God, that you're giving a testimony out of every test that they're going through. And I thank you that whatever the enemy means for evil for them, Lord God, we overturn it and we decree and declare that it's already working for their good. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, the only Christ that I know as the anointed one of Israel. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Lainey, could you pray for the other babies, baby Zoe and baby Revere?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for baby Chloe, the names, and Revere. I'm not sure if I got the name right, but in the name of Jesus, Father,
Zoe,
the babies,
Zoe
and Revere.
Yes.
And we lift them up for you, Father. Because you already know their names. You already know their situation. You already know what they're in. You already know the Alpha to the Omega. So, Father, we come in the name of Jesus to agree with you for your will and for your way and for your word to be established. Thank you for the assignment that you've given Ms. G and this group to be intercessors, to stand in the gap between their now to where they're going, Father, that we will serve them through the ministry of prayer, that, God, you will release into the atmosphere, release into their bodies, release into their surroundings, putting the right people in place, that all the things that you have ordained, and we pray, God, we know that you're a healer. We know there's nothing you can't do. But more than anything, Father, we trust you that to show them so much how you love them and show them hope, so much how they have purpose to make a difference in the earth, even as little babies. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Blessing the parents, the doctors, and all those that touch these children's lives, that you will orchestrate everything that needs to be done for all those involved. And the children are catalysts for what you're doing in all of their lives. So we thank you, Lord, from the inside out, from the top of the head to the sole of their feet, every muscle, every tissue, every blood vessel, every their bones, the sinew in the bones, the brain, the heart, the liver, you, Lord, over all of that. So, Father, we release them into your care, and we say thank you for what you have already ordained. We pray and agree with you, Father, that your word and your will and your way has been established in those children and the people around, that you're working miracles for all of them so they can see but your love, they can see your might, they can see you demonstrate your power, that you have the power to strengthen them, that they can live life according to your heart for all of them. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we release all of them into your care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the Wednesday midweek Bible study family, Lord, I thank you for Sister Miriam. I ask you to bless her and her family, remove any pain from her body, any soreness, any stiffness, any swelling in the joints, oh God. We thank you for healing her tissues, her nerves, oh God, her blood flowing properly, Lord God. Heart, every organ functioning at 100% capacity. Everything she's concerned about concerns you, oh God. So we leave it at your feet in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Lanny, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for healing her body inside out, moving soreness, stiffness, pain, limp, any limp, where she's limping a little bit, Lord, any swelling in the feet, the ankles, oh God, any back problems, the lower back, neck, shoulder pain, remove, Father God, any hip pain, remove, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you continually, Lord God, walk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. Bless her brothers who minister, her family who ministers, her sister Lance, Fanny, and all of her family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even her nieces and nephews who she pray for constantly, Lord, hear their prayers, hear her prayers for them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for great deliverance for all of our families. I pray for my sister Talana, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing in her and her children, her grandchildren, Lord God. Bless her like never before as she works every day, Lord God. I thank you for the job that you have given her to go to. In the name of Jesus, protect her as she goes from place to place, Lord God. Keep that protective shield around her, oh God. Even I thank you for increase for her, Lord, more increase in the natural and in the spirit. I thank you for Sister Bella, Lord God. I thank you and her husband take care of her mom. In the name of Jesus, providing everything that they need, wisdom on how to care for her mom and the family, Lord God. Bless her children, her grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Michelin, Lord, baby Chloe's mother and her father, oh God, eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for baby Chloe's sister, who's Zoe also, but she's a big girl, 6 or 7. I thank you for her as she goes to school every day. She would not contact the virus. I thank you for her parents. Oh, God, hearing your spirit like never before, hearing your voice and going according to your plan and your plans for their children, oh, God, rearing them according to your plan. Be with Michelin, Lord, as she's with baby Chloe most of the time. Give her strength, refresh her. Renew, oh God, give her more energy, Lord. Allow her to get that rest that she needs in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for Sister Mary, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in Sister Mary Nichols' life, Lord God. Oh God, I thank you for all that you're doing because, Lord, she is stretched to the max some days, has so much to do, Lord God, that schedule's overcrowded. In the name of Jesus, but I thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is her strength, and you are leading and guiding her in a plain path, and she knows that she, oh God, has to stay in a tune with your spirit to know what to do first, what's next, and what she should cut out. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her prayer line that comes on, Lord God, on Sunday nights with power, pop, power, penetrating prayer for the schools and for the legislation, oh God, for the school board. I thank you, Father God, for giving her the strength to continually minister, do those things you're calling her to do. So, Father, we thank you. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody want to volunteer and pray for me?
Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Minister.
Go ahead, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we so thank you for our dear Sister G. We thank you, Father, for the heart that you have given us, for giving her for this ministry. And not only this one, but so many extensions of her heart. You have just poured so much into her, God. Your word says, to whom much is given, much is required. And she has poured her heart into all those things that that you've given to her. And she's pouring them out to all of us that we can be blessed by what you have given her to give us, not only the word, but the care that she even cares enough to share. Oh, God, we know that's a gift from you. That's a gift directly from her heart, from your heart to hers. God, we pray that you'll strengthen her now from the inside out. The things that she has not talked about herself that she desires, the things that you know she needs, Father, those things that she haven't even uttered because she's been so busy taking care of everybody else. God, we pray that those quiet, unspoken prayers, that you'll answer them for her, and that your grace and your mercy will meet her there. You said to come boldly to the throne of grace where we will obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And we don't always know what each other needs, but you do. So, God, I pray for the intimate, personal person of Miss Gatlin, Miss G, Father, that you would bless her with those things that she has not even spoken that you know would be a blessing to her. I pray, God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, from the inside out, your touch will be upon her now, your grace and your mercy. Ah, God, even far beyond anything she could imagine. Just bless her, Father. Continue to pour your anointing on her. But more than anything else, Father, right now, just let her be reminded how much you love her. With and without the gifting, she's necessary in the earth. She's necessary, a part of your heart, to do the work in the kingdom of God. We are so appreciative of you for her, and we thank you, God. Now we lift her back to you and say, Father, meet every need by Christ Jesus, as only you can do. And every accursed thing that tries to assign itself to her, we bind it in the name of Jesus and cast it down, that it falls to the ground and die, put it under our feet. It has nothing to do with her. It is an intruder. We condemn it to back to hell, if any assault on him or her in any way. We thank you, Father, for total deliverance and healing and peace, comfort, whatever she needs. Glory to God. Bless her, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we release her in your care, and we thank you for her. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I love you all. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, God-filled month. May God continually bless you, keep you healthy, wealthy, and full of wisdom. Amen. Love y'all.
Thank
love you
so
too.
Much.
Love you. Love you. It was beautiful.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus.